This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. David Strozeski joining us now, Sound Planning Group. David, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, John. Thanks for having me.
Always a joy to have you. I appreciate it very much. Talk to us. There's a lot of scuttlebutt going on around about Biden's proposed new 44.6% capital gains tax.
Wow. Well, John, if we haven't been thinking about taxes as a part of course, the playbook here in politics and what's going to need to manifest with this, you know, debt to income ratio as a nation being in its worst position since World War II, and that was the end of World War II, not the beginning
right.
of it, like we kind of find ourselves at the beginning of World War III. So, no, this is just a simple thing. They're saying, you know what, we need to be raising taxes, we got this deficit spending, and their answer is that they believe that, you know, there's it's only going to affect those that make $400,000 or more. That's just not true.
No.
If you actually understand how the tax
right.
code works,
that's right.
The consumers pay it
that's right.
when we purchase things. And,
that's exactly right.
Anything that fails to recognize it is just falling short.
Absolutely. No, you're 100% correct on that. The other thing, too, is, again, these are proposals, folks. Don't know exactly where these are going to go, but this is what this side of the aisle, by the way, thinks of you. They want to, quote unquote, tax the rich, redistribute it to the poor, although that's not what they end up doing. They make the chasm between those that have and have not way worse, even though they make it sound like they're trying to close the gap. At the end of the day, it makes it much worse. David, part of this proposal also is we keep hearing all of this, quote unquote, tax on unrealized gain. For those of you listening, meaning that if your house has gone up $300,000 in value, but you've not sold it to recognize that gain, doesn't matter. Part of their proposal is to still tax that $300K.
Absolutely. And that's illegal.
Yep.
That is,
you haven't made
no
the money yet. It's
full on illegal.
It's totally illegal. David, I really don't see those sorts of things making it through, because I think anybody with a brain knows, to your point a moment ago, that won't stand muster of even Supreme Court if it goes that far, and it would if something like that were enacted, because everybody would be after that in a heartbeat, because you can't tax somebody on something they've never realized the gain of.
Right. And so, you know, the Biden administration is just kind of grasping. They're trying to, you know, speak to their base and
yep,
try
that's
to
right.
get some
that's
it.
No, that's
idea.
David, you are right there. You hit the nail on the head. This is all rhetoric. Will it really end up coming to pass? There's a lot of conservatives that are up in arms over this. I don't see it really necessarily coming to pass, albeit, David, there'll be some small portions of this if this particular administration stays in power that most likely will. But you're right. All of this is political rhetoric to get elected in November.
Yeah. But I will mention this. Biden has talked about specifically the values of real estate.
That's right.
Several times in tax proposals. And he was looking the last time at saying, you know what, when somebody passes away and they pass their home to their children or their heirs, that's typically a tax-free transfer to the next generation, because real estate has some really nice tax benefits to it. He was looking at excluding that and saying, no, we're not going to have that anymore, and not even at $500,000 on Section 121 exemptions for married filing jointly. So they're looking at
yep.
some radical changes here. And
yep.
so, you know, their typical playbook is, let's announce something dramatic, and then let's try to, you know, do something.
We'll pedal back from that.
Similar
That's
to
right.
it, but not as extreme.
That's right. No, yeah. David, you are thousand. You know the playbook. That's exactly the way they do it. You're 1,000% correct. They throw these things out there. They see how much it will stick. How much pushback are they getting? And then they come up with a secondary plan that they still end up getting something out of. And to your point earlier, the reality is they know, we know that they're going to have more revenue in to handle this $35 trillion in debt we have.
Absolutely. And, you know, here's something interesting. As we look at CPI and just how it's measured, you know, how they measure inflation, and this is supposed to be indicative of the average person spending, but it's indicative of nobody's spending. Do you know that taxes are not even a part of CPI? Well, I'm going to definitely say that taxes are a part of the expense of living when we make money, et cetera.
Yeah.
So if we can't account for CPI and taxation, then we're really looking at maybe just even a partial window of what's going on. And John, if they go with the central bank digital currency, which, you know, everyone's talking about, it's certainly out there, and they centralize this thing, what's going to happen is many people are going to find themselves in elevated tax brackets because the yard sale that they did is now going to become taxable where they were just getting cash before and they weren't exactly putting that down. But if they eliminate cash, we're going to see a lot more income be derived on people's 1040s, which is ultimately going to put them in those higher brackets as well. So if we're asking for higher brackets, we just need to understand something. It is going to affect everybody. And a lot of people who don't think that they are making enough money are probably going to be affected very negatively by that.
All right. So I always say this. You've heard me say this before. With every, you know, even downturn in something, there's always opportunity. People, frankly, David, have become billionaires over the very same thing I just said a moment ago. Some people look at it, go bury their head in the sand and do nothing. Others take advantage of the moment. What should people be looking at to take advantage of what's happening right now?
Well, I think that we need to recognize where some of the shifts are taking place today. Globally speaking, I think that we are witnessing a global financial meltdown. And I'm not talking about a recession. Recessions are when things slow down. I think that we're actually seeing the credit cycle change so much that it's going to affect the financial institutions, and we're going to find some instability here, as was just evidenced by Republic Bank going down here on Friday. So that was our most recent banking one. How do we take advantage of these things, John? Well, a couple things that I think are important to understand. I believe that we're in the middle of a commodities super cycle. If we are going to electrify the world, guess what? It's going to take copper. It's going to take lithium. It's going to take a tremendous amount of silver. We have not been mining and discovering more mines. And so here's the point. If we can allocate into some places right now that are going to have potentially more upside because of the needs and demand, but also relative to a dollar are going to be, they're going to cost more. If we inflate our dollars, guess what? It takes more of our dollars to buy 1 ounce of silver, 1 ounce of gold, 1 ounce of whatever, or a barrel of oil. And so I personally see inflation going up. It's going to be far higher at the end of this year. And so people need to be understanding something, and that is the stock market and these tech stocks. Guess what? I love it. I love making money on them too. We need to trim our percentages, though, because we've let these things run. They've gone so high, and we are concentrated in about seven stocks so aggressively. We've never actually seen such a concentrated market before. Mm-hmm. And to say it's different this time, it's just not going to work out very well, especially if we have, you know, 14,000 plus baby boomers turning 65 every single day this year. This is not the time to be complacent on your allocation.
Okay, so what percentages should they be at?
Okay. Well, it all depends on your risks and time frames.
Of course. Disclaimer. This is not a blanket for everybody. These are just generalities you're speaking in, correct?
Absolutely. That's right. So I think it's important to understand that gold and silver are a real position. 60-40 and normal worldviews for portfolio theory don't even have 1% allocated to metals. And so a very fiduciary rule would say, hey, you know, like 10% of your portfolio should be in metals at this time. Now, I could make an argument for a higher percentage based upon how you're looking at assets, et cetera. But we look at cash assets, protected assets, risk return assets, and we want to allocate to the best within them. As we look at different stocks and different things, I think it's important to understand that there are stocks that will make money, like metal miners, oil producers, people that are out there and actually producing a function will likely do better. In fact, maybe even U.S. Steel, which is an idea no one's talked about for since I've been an advisor. But if you look at U.S. steel right now, I think it's up 150% in the last 12 months. And that's because Chinese steel and exports are becoming more expensive and more challenging to get to. But when you look at your portfolio today, the question is, what's the goal of investing? Buy low, sell high. Well,
right.
If we're at the height of a market cycle, this would actually be a good time to take some chips off the table.
Okay.
And because we don't want to get, you know, slumped by some big downturn. So what I personally believe is that the protected side of your portfolio is actually the place that we have the most risk right now, and that is with bonds. And I could unpack this in greater measure, but just understand, with interest rates being so high, all these corporations, like $1.8 trillion this year, need to re-metabolize this debt, and there's
right.
not enough to go around for them. And so it's going to be real hard. So I think there's bankruptcies in the future, et cetera. And so bonds are going to have big challenges to them. So we're a big fan of alternatives right now. And so many people are entering into retirement. I think a 60% allocation to protected assets is really important today. You don't want to have too much risk. And so one simple thought, John, just to kind of leave your listeners with an idea, is it's called the rule of 100. If you take your age and subtract it from 100, the remainder should be the amount of dollars that you're willing to have at risk in more speculative type of investing. And then the other percentage should be in more protected and I-know-so money type of investments. And so these are the type of things that have been rules of thumb that have helped to keep us over time. And I'll just say this as one last point, and that is, you know, when the market's going up, everyone has a higher risk tolerance. I love it too. But just understand, we need to have a healthy respect for both sides of the market cycle. And if we can't do that, unfortunately, we may become a statistic of this next downturn.
Yep. Good stuff. David, how do they find you? I know you got a book coming out as well. Tell us about that.
That's right. So the book is called Riding Bulls and Taming Bears. I'm getting closer, John. This is my first big publication, so it just takes another minute or two.
No, I get it. That's all right.
Yeah, but it's about investing for retirement in the 21st century. I think it's going to really help a lot of people. I've got a lot of worldview ideas in there, macroeconomic things that are changing that are just kind of uncommon ideas right now, but I'm trying to just make sense of a few things that are changing. I think it's common sense information. Website is myspg.com, or they can even go to the fedbubble.com, which is another way to get a hold of us and get some good information and also you know, we've got a couple of little freebies up there. So fedbubble.com, or they can even call us at 425-821-9442.
David, as always, I appreciate you, man. Have a great rest of your day.
Hey, John, pleasure's mine.
All right, man, appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day as well. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next. And as I say all the time, if you need anything plumbing related to your house or your small business, Hi-Fi can help you. Now, we also talked to Levi about a week ago on PEX Plumbing. And if you're somebody that still has PEX plumbing in your home or your business, have that inspected by Hi-Fi as well. And don't forget, right now it's $100 off any visit that you have from Hi-Fi. So if you've been putting something off, you know something needs taken care of. And by the way, they can do everything from upgrades to your plumbing fixtures, touchless faucets, toilets. I mean, again, you name it. Anything plumbing related, they can take care of all of it. I get questions periodically on what if I want to go tankless on my water heater. They can do all of that as well. So Hi-Fi Plumbing, 877-WE-HIGH-5. $100 off your next visit, 877-WE-HIGH-5. Veteran Windows and Doors, free installation. Make that appointment now. That's good till tomorrow, through the month of April, so through tomorrow. Veteran Windows and Doors, find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage professor. If you've thought of a reverse mortgage, but you hear all of the naysayers out there, Don't go that route. Give Bruce a call. Have him explain how it works for you and your situation. Find him at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right. We're back. Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush. KLZ 560. I had a listener send me something that I did not know. And I thought this was worth mentioning, and I don't know a lot about this particular story. This was sent to me, and I got the chance to read it early this morning. And it's about an eminent domain situation going on up in Brighton with the, I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce this, Palizzi Farm, P-A-L-I-Z-Z-I. Am I saying that right, Charlie? Palizzi Farm? He has no idea. I don't either. If I'm saying that wrong, please correct me. And I apologize if I'm saying that wrong. Essentially, what's happening is the city of Brighton gave power of eminent domain to a metro district, which I'm not an attorney. I don't know these things like the back of my hand. I'm not sure that that's 100% legal to allow a metro district to do this. But essentially, they want to put in some drainage and some things that are happening in a development going in nearby and feel like this particular land, it's vacant, of course. It's not vacant. It's farmland. So I shouldn't say vacant land. It's farmland. They feel like this particular farmland is the place that they should be putting their piping and drainage and things through. But this farm doesn't necessarily want to give that up because they want to keep farming. It's their livelihood. It's what they've done for a very, very long time, by the way, but for 95 years, by the way. So almost 100 years they farmed this land. It's their land. They own it. But this particular metro district, Parkland Metro District, they claim they don't have any other options. This is the only way to, quote unquote, further development. And they want to, by eminent domain, put an easement through this property. Problem is, if they do it at the timing they want, they won't farm this year, meaning they won't have the income off of the farm this year. Now, this is the other side of the story. I don't know. With eminent domain, even when that happens, there's payments made. Typically, though, they're a lot less than what fair market value is. They're supposed to be at fair market value, but that's a process you go back and through with a particular entity that's doing the eminent domain. And this can drag out for quite some time in determining what's the actual value per square foot when it's all said and done. Now, again, these are the things I don't know about. I don't know both sides. I'm reading to you from the SavePalizziFarm.com website, so I don't know the other side. So to be fair, I'll give everybody that caveat. I don't know the Metro District side, although I'm typically the first one to say I don't trust government. Not saying I don't trust the Metro District, but I'll just be straight up honest. I don't. According to this website, there are alternatives on how this particular drainage could be done. My gut feeling is it's probably more expensive. So, of course, the Metro District doesn't want to do that because this is probably their cheapest route. Again, I don't know, folks. I'm just assuming. But on the same token, personally speaking, I've been through enough of these sorts of things where, you know, roads are widened and easements are taken and things are paid for and so on. And yes, I've been involved personally in some of these situations. And so I know a little bit about the process and how some of these things work. I don't know the other side of the story and what's been offered to the farm owners at this point. On the same token, I understand that farm owners have a right to basically say, no, we're not selling. Now, I also know that when it comes to development, highways and the like, typically government will come in, exercise eminent domain, and put that highway through. This is a little different than that. This isn't a highway. This is infrastructure for a development going in near them. And again, I don't have all of the details in front of me. So if some of you do and you want to send me some information on it, maybe you're even listening and you're on the Metro District side and you want to give me your side of the story, I am all ears. I'm just reading to you from a particular website that was forwarded to me that I figured I would just pass along. Our listening audience, of course, does go all the way out to Brighton, and we have a lot of listeners out in that area. So if you're somebody out in that area and you know more about this, by all means, please let me know. There's things on this particular website where you can go to actually help this particular farm if you so desire. And again, I wish I had the other side of the equation in this because I always want to be fair and give both sides. I don't have that, so I can't give you that. And I didn't have a lot of time today to really dig into the Metro District side, nor am I sure I'd be able to even find what their side is. And again, do I trust government? No. Does that mean government's always wrong? No. There are times where eminent domain to make the good of the whole happen. For example, when major roadways go in, if that's helping the good of the entire community or the entire city, then yes, those things are going to happen. And as landowners, you better figure out how to make that work and make yourself financially whole in the process. On the same token, I know cities, counties, in this case, metro districts, can be very sneaky and very undermining when it comes to how they do things. So do I trust them? No. So you guys know where I stand on both sides of the aisle when it comes to that. And in this particular case, I'll do my best to figure out exactly what's going on. All right, my son Richard should be joining us here in a few minutes. In preparation for that, big news today. This is in Yahoo Finance, but it's kind of all over the internet. Ford reports a massive loss on every vehicle it sells. Yeah, I'm guessing that if all of the manufacturers really got down to the nitty-gritty, they are as well. Tesla does not, only because of how their structure works and how the company is set up. But Ford lost $1.3 billion, amounting to $132,000 for each of its 10,000 vehicles sold. Now, keep in mind that $1.3 billion is EV loss only. That's not Ford total. So I want to make sure I'm clear on that because our side, unfortunately, will get this story wrong and tell everyone that because of EVs, Ford lost money. That's not true either. So again, you have to read every one of these things factually and know exactly what's going on even behind the scenes. So no, Ford itself did not lose money. But Ford electric vehicle unit did lose money, $1.3 billion or $132,000 on each of the 10,000 vehicles it sold in the first 3 months of this year. Now, can a business keep doing that? Not forever, no. Eventually, they have to turn some profit in what they're doing. And it's been really hard for the non-EV makers, Ford, GM, and others, to make money in their EV units. Why? Because they're kind of behind where Tesla and others have been. And keep in mind, there's some other EV-only companies that aren't making any money either. Rivian, I can go down the list. So just because you're an EV-only maker doesn't mean you're making money either. Tesla is, just because they've done it for so long and really have built a cult following with their vehicles and have great technology. You've heard me say that. I'll give Elon credit where credit's due. He's got the best technology of anybody out there and the fastest EVs out there. They're the most performance-related EVs of all of them. And in a lot of ways, that's why people buy them, is the performance factor. So long story short, Ford EV unit lost money. Ford itself did not. So be careful when you see these news articles to not repost. See, look what EVs are doing. Ford lost money. Ford lost money on the EV unit only, not corporately. So I'll make sure that we're clear on that because I know tomorrow I'll see Facebook posts from conservatives Twitter post, etc., that, or X post, I should say. It's not Twitter anymore, but you get where I'm going with this. I'll see posts from conservatives saying Ford lost money on EVs, and it'll make it seem like Ford corporately lost money. Just the EV division did. Golden Eagle Financial, speaking of money, is next. And Al Smith wants to help you with your future financial planning. As I said, one in four Americans over 50 have no financial plan in place. Don't let that be you. Get your plan in place today. Call Al at Golden Eagle Financial. Find him at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold to individually licensed and appointed agents.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. And can he help you with a mortgage? He absolutely can. I refer people to him all the time. Give Kurt a call today, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, if you had any kind of storm damage of late, some of you that are in some of the outskirts of town may have, give Dave a call. Make sure you get that roof inspected. He can repair your roof, extend the life of, or do a complete replacement if needed. That's the same on commercial buildings as well. 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Premier Home Remodels, and don't forget to get that remodel done sooner than later. There's a planning process involved in this as well. Get started now. Call Premier today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Call Premier Home Remodels now to get your dream kitchen remodel. Starting the planning phase on your kitchen remodel now will get you back into your beautiful new kitchen by the end of summer. Premier focuses on customer satisfaction to build long-lasting relationships with you as you plan your dream kitchen. They are dedicated to building that bond. Premier treats every project with the exact same care and attention, no matter the scope or scale of the job, because they grow their company based off referrals and customer satisfaction. And it shows in their work. They work closely with you, providing professional input, a broader selection of material, and their exceptional attention to detail to make that new kitchen exactly the way you want it. Premier will do all they can to make your life during construction comfortable and safe. Details drive success when you work with Premier. No matter the scope or size of your dream remodel, start the conversation today with Premier Home Remodels by going to klzradio.com. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, before I bring Richard on, really quick, just to dovetail back into Ford losing money on the EV division, keep in mind that their commercial Ford Pro business side of the fence earned $3 billion before interest and taxes. That is a 16.7% profit margin, up from 10% a year ago. So the reality is, while they're losing money on the EV side, they are making boatloads of money on the truck, you know, F-150 Super Duty end of things. So those of you, again, before you go out on Facebook and start posting that Ford lost money, no, they only lost money in the EV division, not across the board. Richard, what's going on?
Not a lot, and that's, I'll piggyback on that, which is to say, yeah, and lots of misinformation, Dad. You and I talk about that all the time, which is, you know, sort of pay attention to what you're broadcasting before you actually send it out there.
Yes.
But that's one of those of, yes, EV division not looking great. And you and I have talked about this, just as car manufacturers as a whole are sort of subtly shifting, even though you may not see it in the mainstream industry. They're not going as quite as heavy and intense on the EV side. However, on the normal internal combustion engine, right, a lot of these car companies are doing just fine these days, right? They're coming back just fine from
yes.
COVID.
Yes, they are. Exactly. Okay, speaking of coming back just fine, I know you and Andy sort of recapped a little bit on Friday, but for those that maybe didn't get a chance to hear on Friday, how well did the Broncos fare last week in the draft?
Well, if you asked me on Friday morning or Thursday night, I would have said terribly. I did not love their pick. I did not love Bo Nix where they took him. I wish they would have taken him in the second round, and
would he have been there in the second round is the question.
Well, that's the question. A lot of the stuff floating around is the Raiders may have taken him because a quarterback was taken by the Falcons earlier, and so maybe he wouldn't have been there. And so I can see it, right? If you truly believe that this is your dude, you don't want to mess with it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like they don't want to do those things. And so to me, again, I don't love it. I don't love the idea. But at the same time, as I said Friday, the more I watch him, the more I see what they've done. They added actually his number one wide receiver at Oregon in the fourth round, which is a really great value. And we'll get to some of their other draft picks here in a second. I think that he's got a shot. Again, I still think that he is a high floor, low ceiling type of guy, right? Which means I think that he's not going to be really excellent, but I don't think he's going to be too terrible either. I just am not
sure. I read something today along those lines really quick. I wanted to get your opinion. We hadn't talked about this at all before now, but I read something today talking about his maturity level. So those of you listening, typically quarterbacks coming out of college going into the NFL are going to be 21, 22 years of age. This particular quarterback is 24. He played 6 years of college ball, which Sean Payton and some of the others are talking about what an advantage he has over a lot of other rookie quarterbacks coming out because of that extra year he got to play. Plus, he's a little bit older. You know, your body matures a little more. His mind matures a little more. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I totally see what you're saying, and I totally see what people are saying. And they're not wrong. It's one of the things that it was one of my concerns, to be honest with you, Dad. I just didn't love how old he was, to be honest with you. I thought that he, you know, you should be dominating, right? When you're 24 and you're playing against kids that are 19, right? That's a 5-year difference. You should be winning. Now, you still have to be really good, right? You know, trust me, there's lots of 19-year-old kids that can beat on 35-year-old dudes, right? I mean, there's
right.
NFL rookies that come in and beat up full-on veterans that are, you know, 36, 37, 38-year-old men. And so I don't think.
But in a quarterback position where you're leading and having to make a lot of other decisions, does that extra year and age you know, help out in that particular situation?
I think it does, and I think it makes it more likely that he is your starter week one. Because
okay.
I think, number one, you can't afford to wait because he's already 24, and he should already be going through some of those growing pains, right? You know, he's some of, and by the way, it's not on-field stuff, Dad. It's some of the off-field stuff, right?
Correct.
It's him going, you know, figuring out a place to live. It's, you know, maybe getting a girlfriend, maybe getting married. He's already married, right? So he's already set up. He's got a good support system. He's, yeah, a little bit more mature. I'm sure he's, you know, been living on, obviously living on his own, as obviously a lot of these guys do, but he's probably not.
I mean, he's going to be a little further along at that stage of the game than somebody that's 2 or 3 years younger.
Yeah, I mean, again,
we make it sound like, gosh, it's only 2 years. Now, when you're 50 versus 52, it's not a huge issue, but when you're 21 versus 24, it is a big issue.
Yeah, again, I would go back to, you know, anyone and think, go back and think of your time as a, you know, old, you know, a college student, right? What did you know at 22 that you didn't, or what did you not know at 22 that you did know at 24, right? Those 2 years are a big difference. And so
true.
I certainly think that helps. I think it helps his development. I think it helps his processing. And ultimately, this is up to Sean Payton, Dad, right?
Right.
If
good
he
point.
Feels like this is the guy, if he feels like this is his new version of Drew Brees, then I'm all for it. Then you know what? Go out, you know, play well. You know, come out and prove everyone wrong. Because at this point in time, a lot of people, and a lot of people like it, but a lot of people think that you were overdrafted this kid and he's really not, you know, as good as that is. Go ahead and prove him wrong, right? And that's, I think, where the Broncos are at. It gives us something to be excited about. Outside of that, I really like the draft, right? You remember Luther Ellis from the Broncos, you know, kind of Super
right.
Bowl teams, early 2000s.
Right.
His son actually... is on the team, or basically he just got drafted by.
Right, I saw that.
Yep, he got drafted in the third round. Yep, in third round, and then Troy Franklin. We got another. We must have liked old guys because we drafted a 27-year-old.
Wow.
Or almost 27 from Utah. And granted, so you know Utah, right? He went and did his mission for 2 years, and then he came and played 5 years of football. So he's basically been out of high school for 7 years. So I think he's 26 years old. Old guy, but you know, I think it was our fifth round pick or sixth round pick, something like that. So at that point in the draft, you're sort of just hoping for a little bit of, you know, you're hoping for a little bit of good fortune, right? You know, maybe a depth guy that can sort of transform into a starter for you. So,
got it.
And then outside of that, they got a actually this is pretty impressive. They got a lineman because he's played lots of different spots in the offensive line. He graduated from Yale. And then he decided to go get his master's at South Carolina. So obviously he's a real big dummy, right? You know, he's not the smartest. But no, I think it's a good class. I think it's a lot of maturity. The Broncos, Dad, so a lot of teams will prioritize athleticism when it comes to their draft picks, right? There's all these different metrics these days that the teams use to sort of rate a guy's athleticism.
Right.
Like Tom Brady would have scored completely way down the list on it. But you have other guys like, you know, Tyreek Hill, who plays for the Miami Dolphins. He scored really high, right? Really athletic, really fast, really a lot of quick twitch in that guy. But then when it comes to the Broncos, they valued production in college over sort of this performance or the athletic. For example, they drafted a running back out of Notre Dame. This guy's like a little bowling ball in a sense. He's not super, super fast. He really ran poorly at the combine. But he just had production in college, and I feel like every time I sort of turned on a big game that Notre Dame was involved in, I heard of this guy getting a big first down or a touchdown or something like that. And so the Broncos...
Well, I mean, you played football. You also know that while speed is very, very important, reading the play, knowing where the defenders are, being able to see the holes, cutting quickly, you know, having quick feet, you know, just because you're not the fastest... You know, on a particular sprint, if you would, doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to gain yards and score touchdowns.
Well, and it's like this: Terrell Davis, right? He was never the fastest running back, and that's why he was in a sixth round pick. But he could see the field so well; he made his cuts, and he knew where he was supposed to go, and that's why he was excellent. You know, all these, you know, Dick Butkus, even for a matter, right? For a linebacker, for those of you old timers. You know, if you tested that dude on a field today, he would have been one of the slowest dudes out there.
Yeah.
But he just knew where to go, Dad, and when. And so I think that the Broncos are sort of valuing, taking this idea of, hey, if these guys were productive in college, and not just for one season, right? They had multiple seasons of of really good production, that should, in most cases, translate to the pros. So I'm excited.
I don't know that I can argue that, by the way. Yeah, real quick, Rich, I think the other thing that the Broncos are looking at, and I think it's one of the things that I kept talking about the last couple of seasons, by the way, you and I have talked about it, they need leadership. They need some quality veteran-type leadership that can take that team to the next level, because one of the complaints I had with Wilson was he didn't provide that.
Well, and I think from what I can gather, obviously, from Bo Nix, I think that he is a leader. I think his guys play for him, which is a really big, big thing, right, especially as a quarterback. You want guys to go out there that are going to put their, you know, necks on the line for you, whether it be a receiver or a running back or especially your offensive lineman. And, you know, if Bo can sort of, immerse himself in the team and just be a team member but still be a leader, Dad. And you're even seeing that in the NBA playoffs right now. You're seeing teams, you just saw the Phoenix Suns get swept, where they have some of the most talented guys on the entire planet playing basketball for them. But they don't have a true leader, and they just got swept. Whereas the Nuggets, still really, really talented, a chance to close out the Lakers tonight. And I think you've got a true leader in Jokic, although his style is probably a little bit different. But if you don't have that leadership, it lacks. So, nope, I'm with you. I'm excited because I think that they got a lot of leaders, and that should play – and that should have them fare well over the course of not just this year but many other years.
All right, sounds good. Ridgeline Auto Brokers coming up next, folks. Two locations to serve you, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. Buying a new used car or getting your current car fixed, they can handle either at either location. RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE-certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
All right, when it comes to your HVAC, sometimes you need a little extra help on the cash side of things. They can do that for you. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, financing available. Find them today at klzradio.com.
What they quote you is what you pay for your HVAC services with Rheem Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. You're tired of a constant barrage of tacked-on fees, trip charges, and other costs added to advertised prices. Cub Creek is a person-to-person company who will figure out what you need and tell you up front what the cost will be. If there are variables or a chance that something might affect the quote, they'll tell you that too. You should be cautious to investigate other offers that seem too good to be true. And if you think it might be, a simple call to Cub Creek can let you know what to expect and give you that second opinion you need. They are experts in one thing: installing and repairing heating and air conditioning systems. They won't happen to notice that your water heater or other appliances need repairs while in your home either. Call Cub Creek Heating and AC when you want the best service with an honest and clear price by going to klzradio.com/HVAC.
All right, John the Cyber Guy, we heard from him earlier at 3 o'clock. Make sure your business is fully protected today. Find him, by the way, and first month is on him once you sign up for his cybersecurity. 720-593-6688.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John, the cyber guy, today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
Is the cost of replacing your old copier with a new one a shock to your budget? I'm Josh, a technician with Business Equipment Service. We specialize in premium, like-new copiers and printers that have had very minimal usage. They look like new, they work like new, and are backed by our 12-month performance warranty. It's as new as you can get without the box. At Business Equipment Service, you don't get less, you just pay less. Check us out at besofcolorado.com.
We don't yell at you, we inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We have got a car review to do right now. That Richard, I've driven these, you've driven these, 2024 Prius Prime SE, and I've said it many, many times, you have as well. Toyota's the leader in the hybrid world, and this car, really for them, not this car, but the Prius started it all for them.
Well, I was going to say, yes. So this is the Prius, folks, that you've maybe come to love or hate, depending on your opinion of things. This is the Prius, Dad, that, like you said, sort of started it all, but then it also, they've added a flair to it. They've changed the look. It looks different, so if you haven't checked one out recently, I encourage you to do so. But this is the Prime Edition, Dad, which, not, no, this is not a Dion, you know, Coach Prime, or maybe they can get him to do that. This is their plug-in hybrid version of it, right, Dad? Right. This is, you know, you can plug in, get, I think it's, you know, 37 to 40 miles or so worth of range out of it. But it charges really fast. I will say that. I was able to actually charge it up each night, honestly, only after about 4 or 5 hours on, you know, kind of that level two charger.
Right.
That a lot of people have in their house. And so that part worked great. Outside of that, this is the most bare bones Prius Prime you can get. This is the SE trim level, which is good and bad, right? Good for price point, about $34,000-$35,000 for this car. And obviously, and mind you, Dad, for most people, that 40 miles of range is going to get them to work and back or to school, wherever it is, pretty much on the daily, right?
Right.
People's commute is about 50 miles or so on average. And so you may actually not have to go to the gas station a lot. The downside is you lose some of the creature comforts. But there's other higher trim levels. You could step up to the XSE or the XSE Premium and get some of those different things. The Prime version, the plug-in, is front-wheel drive only, but if you do get just a normal Prius, you don't want to have the plug-in optionality, you can get that as an all-wheel drive as optional, which is really, really nice. But overall, Dad, it's just something that you've sort of come to either love or hate. You know, we're not going to change your opinion on it. But for me and for you, it's a very, very functional car.
Yep.
For what it does.
Absolutely.
And it's not super flashy, but it works. It gets the job done. I will say that the EV, you know, the battery-only mode worked really, really well. Is it going to win any races against some of the other EVs, onlys that are on the road, or even some of these other, you know, sort of more performance-based? No, but again, that's not what the intention is, right? This car, even when it's in hybrid mode, is going to do upwards of 50 miles per gallon, which is just phenomenal. And again, in today's day and age, Dad, where prices, especially you at the pump, are constantly monitored, but not only by us, but by a lot of other people, I think it's something that people pay attention to. So overall, I was really pleased with it. I enjoy this vehicle. But again, you've driven this vehicle, not necessarily this one, but in years past, and you've surprisingly liked it.
Actually, they do. As far as versatility goes, you can't really knock the vehicle. Toyota did a really great job of making the vehicle extremely versatile. And what do I mean by that? The way the hatch works, the way you can load things in the back, the second seat folds down. Richard, as you know, it's actually a very, very versatile vehicle. And what's funny is on Drive Radio on Saturdays, I've actually got several listeners that own one that will validate everything you and I are talking about. It may not be the sexiest, flashiest vehicle on the road, but when it comes to getting from A to B and doing it in a pretty economical way, actually a very economical way, it's really a hard car to beat. And keep in mind, Richard, there are some of these cars out there running around with upwards of 300,000 plus miles on them that are still running and working, and people buy these things used on a routine basis. I mean, is this a car that stands the test of time? Absolutely it does.
1,000%. And I think it's something that most people will not really, well, again, I don't know if a lot of people will give it a time of day, and this just goes for anyone because it's lots of previous, you know, it's a lot of preconceived notion. I encourage you, check this out, folks, especially if you haven't seen the redesign that they did. I think it was last year, Dad, where they
very much better, much better looking car than it used to be.
It is. It's much sleeker. It's still a little boxy, but not super boxy. A lot. If you again, honestly, I've got several comments about, wow, I didn't know what car that was. That's a Prius. Okay. In terms of the technology, Dad, and how it works between the, you know, the regenerative braking, and you can put it into the, you know, the B mode, right, where it brakes right. A little bit harder for you. It's just Toyota's been doing it so long that if you're like, okay, I'm ready for a hybrid, or I'm actually ready for the plug-in variety, a lot of these companies are charging a premium for plug-ins. And in this case, you can get a car, Dad, in the mid-30s
True.
That will do everything that you want it to do. And here in Colorado, we'll get you through probably 90% of our snowstorms here,
yep.
being front-wheel drive.
Front-wheel drive and heavy. Really, I talked about this past Saturday a little bit, Richard. These particular cars in general, that car weighs about 3,600 pounds. You put the right tires on that car, it's pretty much a snow machine. Go wherever you want.
Exactly. And again, especially here, and folks, I can say, again, I encourage you, actually test your commute one day. You know, put in your trip monitor, whatever it is, and just see. I think you'd be surprised at kind of where you go. And in this case, I honestly, Dad, I didn't have this car drop below 3/4 of a tank the entire week. So I could almost go a month
there you go.
On my drive
there you go.
Without feeling up. So I encourage folks, get out, test drive this vehicle. Especially if you haven't seen a Prius Prime lately, I encourage you to do that. Get your friends in it. Get your family in it, because it can fit that, even though we didn't touch on it. And when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
All right, Richard, before I let you go, 30 seconds or so left, I was going to add one thing to the Broncos that I think will be a real determiner this particular fall that, you know, we'll use here on the show. If this mode that they're heading down when it comes to looking at more seasoned, quote-unquote, rookies that are more mature and have more leadership capabilities, while they may not be the fastest on the field, it'll be a real test, really a life test, to determine, is in fact that the way to go? And if it is, there's a lot of lessons that come from that that people can put into all sorts of other business scenarios as well.
No, absolutely it is. And again, I'll be curious. Like I said, at this point in time, I'm curious that, because they've done some different things, and not saying that if they're trying something that no other team has tried, but they're going about it in a little bit different way. So I'm with you. I think it'll be curious to sort of an experiment, not just in football, but in other walks, acts of life as well.
I agree. All right, with that, I'll let you go. Richard, appreciate it very much. Level Engineering is next. Alan Davis, find out if solar works for you today. Give him a call. Find him at klzradio.com.
Getting affordable solar on your home without the tax credit is now doable with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. You had thought without the tax credit, you would not be able to afford buying solar panels for your home. It seemed like you will be stuck with electricity through Xcel with their ridiculous rate increases every year. With Alan's help, there is a great way to get solar with no money down and no out-of-pocket expenses. Through a Level Engineering partner named Everbright, they will guarantee your monthly power bill is less than you pay now, with a rate locked in at 2.9% increases a year, far below what Xcel is projecting for their frequent rate hikes. And they keep the tax credit you are not going to qualify for in the first place. Your home goes up 6% in value with those solar panels, and this program called PPA transfers seamlessly with the new owner. Beautifully, you win all the way around. Now you get solar. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Just a few minutes left of this hour, a few seconds, I should say, left of this hour. We've got another full hour coming up. Don't forget our Monday Mortgage Minute will be here at the top of the hour. Then Jake Novak, who's been on here frequently of late, really enjoy talking to Jake. We're going to talk to him about what's going on over in the Middle East and part of what's happening on college campuses as well. So stay tuned. Hour 2 or hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.